Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Orge. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn strikes out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards second. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Perkins moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Motley moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Motley scores. Slot moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Slot moves to third. Concepcion moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins bunts towards the mound. Librand fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kearney moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kearney moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Kearney scores. Perkins moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Mariners, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eorg scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Motley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps strikes out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Mariners, 2. Bob Kiernan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiernan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiernan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a pop-up towards the mound. Librand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonnell bunts towards third. Brett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Cowens moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a pop-up towards first. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Kierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kierney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kierney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Brett Saberhagen now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Butch Davis pinch hits for Don Slott. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Concepcion moves to second. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phelps is walked intentionally. Darnell Coles pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Coles moves to second. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cole scores. Bonnell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.